Are you ready? It's time for On the Double with the Double S Express. Great sports talk and big-time guests with Sean Wally and Sean Boyd. On the Double with the Double S Express.
What's going on, everybody? Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd for On the Double with the Double S Express. I am back in the Emerald City, Seattle, Washington. Sean Boyd, normally very, very far down I-5 in the Sacramento area, but oh no, not this time, just down the road in Lakewood, Washington.
Well, man, welcome to On the Double with the Double S Express, and of course it is an exciting weekend, or just a weekend just passed, Sean. And of course, you and I normally go in real heavy and real hard into the NFL, but man, we cannot do that any longer. Of course, the NFL season has passed, even though there are some transitions and acquisitions that are about to be made, and we'll talk about some of those things. But there was a big game this past weekend, and as a matter of fact, All-Star weekend for the NBA. And I can tell you, Sean, that the NBA didn't disappoint as far as its excitement was concerned. Of course, there were a lot of young basketball players up and coming, doing some great things. But man, it all boiled down to that All-Star game, the West versus the East. And one of your buddies, Sean Wally, wound up being the MVP. And I mean Russell Westbrook, 41 points for the West. Man, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, maybe the Harlem Globetrotters rubbed off on him well, because, you know, he was in attendance and took a photo with the Globetrotters when we were in OKC. So who knows? Maybe, you know, we can share in that MVP trophy.
Man, Russell came out on all cylinders. And, you know, the All-Star weekend is something that these guys kind of take tongue-in-cheek. But at the same time, there are a couple individuals that gun for that MVP. And you could tell. You could tell that Russell Westbrook was out for blood as far as, you know, just, you know, putting his staple. He's been in it before, but, you know, this year was one that he wanted to, I believe, kind of separate himself from Kevin Durant. And, you know, he looked pretty good. I mean, as much as you can look in an All-Star game, I mean, 163 to 158, it is, you know, it was pretty close scoring a game. But, you know, again, 41 points by Russell Westbrook is pretty impressive.
So is it fair to say that the NBA All-Star game is one of the better, if not the best, All-Star games that people actually seem to care about?
Ooh, man, that's a good question. I mean, well, when you're talking about all four major sports, and I include the NHL in that as well, you can exclude the NFL. Let's just face it. I mean, who really cares about the Pro Bowl? Even though the Pro Bowl is trying to change some things as far as moving it from Honolulu and having it at the site where the Super Bowl is, it just kind of brings everything together. You know, I would say that Major League Baseball, there is still a great sense of fervor for Major League Baseball. Of course, you have, you know, something similar to the NBA. You have like a celebrity game, you know, the day before, and then the home run derby, you know, topped off with a meaningful All-Star game for Major League Baseball, because, you know, the winner of that will wind up with home field advantage in the World Series. But yeah, I think that the NBA has it hands down. The voters, the fans love it. I think there's more interaction, which is why it's more successful. And, you know, everybody just has fun the whole weekend.
And the Saturday night festivities for the NBA All-Star Weekend includes, of course, the slam dunk contest. And it seems like a couple youngsters are finally bringing the dunk contest back to where its heyday back in the, you know, early 90s when guys like Sean Kemp were doing great things, and we had another Washington guy doing great things on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, and you know, it was awesome to see, you know, the excitement for the slam dunk contest, and you know, gosh, John, the young man from Bothell, help me with his. I'm drawing a blank here. Slam dunk champion, but you know, this kid brought some greatness to slam dunks, and he accredited it to being a Michael Jordan fan growing up and loving Space Jam and watching space. What, God, Sean, this is killing me. What's his name? We're both from the Pacific Northwest and we can't remember the slam dunk champion's name. This is unbelievable.
I'm attempting to look it up. Hold tight.
Just, but man, you talk about some, you know, some fantastic dunks. You know, the one behind the back, you know, a lot of people attempt the behind the back dunk. And, you know, goes under, you know, around the back and then, you know, make a slam dunk. I've seen it done, you know, tens of times before, but the way he did it was, you know, it was actually under his butt and then brought it up. And he has such a flair as far as the slam dunk is concerned. It was just amazing, you know, an amazing contest. And, of course, Oladipo from Orlando, from the Orlando Magic, did a great job, you know, on having a strong finals as well. And so, you know, it was fun. It was a lot of fun to watch that. More importantly, you know, again, the aspect of just all around excitement from, you know, the skills to, you know, the 3-point shooting competition and the slam dunk. So it was great. Zach LaVine, the slam dunk champion. And of course, this young man out of Bothell, Washington, you know, put on a tremendous show.
So the crack research staff here at On the Double putting in work to come up with Zach LaVine's name. And yeah, he definitely was jumping out the gym and doing some amazing things on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, and you know, again, with the young guys that you were talking about, as I mentioned, Oladipo as well, you know, just, you know, you had a tall, lanky guy in LaVine, and then Oladipo, which is, you know, he just has power packs in his calves. You know, he's just hyped for the, you know, the small guards. And, you know, he did a great job also. But, you know, Sean, what I was most excited about and what I was looking forward to was the 3-point shooting contest. And, man, I never thought that I would be able to say that. But, you know, to watch Steph Curry, you know, put on a clinic, and I didn't know how well he was going to do, but, you know, when it got to the finals, I'm thinking, you know, it's either going to be, you know, Thompson or it's going to be Curry. And, you know, the way Steph Curry, I mean, what did he make, 13 in a row, 13 3-pointers in a row to, you know, to set things straight and scoring 27 points. That is just amazing. Amazing.
Well, Sean, looks like we have a caller out there wanting to chime in. Who do we have out there on the line?
Good evening, boys. This is the Fu Man up in Seattle. How's it going?
What's going on, man? We got the Fu Man up in Seattle, our hidden insider on the Double with the Double S Express joining us, man. What say you today?
Nothing, man. I just got home, went and watched the beautiful Globetrotters perform in Everett at the Xfinity Arena today. Barely got away. I think the ref helped them out a little bit. But nevertheless, I was listening in, and I wanted to just try to help you out with Zach LaVine there. And just saying hi, yeah. Give you some condolences, Mr. Boyd, on your loss over the weekend. And just wanted to say hi to my two favorite Shawns.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you very much for giving us this call in, man. And, of course, you know, there's nothing new. Of course, you had the chance to work the University of Washington game, I believe. Goodness, was that yesterday?
Yeah, they played Friday and Sunday. The Arizona schools came into town. And I tell you what, Lorenzo Romar, who's currently riding a career-long 7-game losing streak, it seriously got people starting to talk about his job security. And you know, when you look at the talent that he sent to the NBA the last 5 or 6 years, or his entire tenure, he's brought in a lot of great talent. But if you look at the last 4 or 5 years, you know, the NCAA appearances and the opportunities to go on in the postseason have been very limited. And, you know, it doesn't matter how many kids you get to the school or to the NBA, you got to get some W's at some point.
Let's talk about that, Foo, because, you know, the big thing is it seems like Lorenzo Romar's job is secure. Of course, you know, what we're talking about is we're talking about a huge recruiting class that should be coming in next year. But you're saying that there might be some murmurs. Do you think that Lorenzo Romar could be exited at the end of this season?
Well, you know, like they always say, sports is a business, and it's big money business, you know, and especially NCAA or professional. And the bottom line is, you know, the University of Washington started off at 12-0, climbed up to the top 15 in the country, and then they suffered their first loss against Stony Brook, a small college out of New York, and they blew a 20-point lead. And then with the whole Robert Upshaw thing, you know, whenever players get dismissed from the team, regardless of the rhyme or the reason, it's just bad publicity for the team. It's bad, you know, and ultimately it comes back to the head coach. And, you know, they're 3-9 or something in the Pac-12. They're basically, Arizona State had one win in the Pac-12 on the road, and they succeeded in beating the Huskies the other day. Upshaw not being in the middle, who, you know, a fine young player, fine young talent that's got some personal things that he's got to deal with, transferred from Fresno State, where he was dismissed from the team for failing a drug test during a sit-out year last year while he was waiting for the NCAA to allow him to play. You know, transferring, you have to sit out 1 year. He failed another drug test while he was a student at the University of Washington. Romar gave him a little bit of leash, gave him a second chance, which was really his third chance if you count Fresno. And the kid came out, you know, he was leading the nation in block shots at over 4 a game. His size, he's almost 7 feet tall. With his wingspan, he's well over 7 feet. His instincts and his athletic ability allow him to be a defensive presence. And you can just see the Pac-12 teams have just been killing the Huskies down low. And last night was the first time in a long time, yesterday I should say, was the first time in a long time I've seen Romar rip off his suit jacket, and it was a real questionable subjective call late in the second half. I mean, to the Huskies' credit, they were in the game the entire way. It didn't get away from them, but with 3 minutes left and a 1-point lead, they got outscored approximately 12-2 over the last 3 minutes.
Hey, John, before we got to let you run here in a minute to get to our first guest tonight, but just curious on your thoughts on the Washington Generals, their team, and their coach today in Everett.
I tell you what, man, I grew up with the Globetrotters, you know. I mean, the Globetrotters to me are a big deal. They're right up there with Bruce Lee. And if you know anything about me, Bruce Lee is, you know, real high. I mean, it's not even a Mount Rushmore. Nobody can get next to him. So the Globetrotters and just being a part of that, I think it's one of the greatest family fun atmosphere type of things. The entertainment value is just awesome. I personally thought the Generals, the coach was awesome. I mean, and to know the coach and to know that you are the coach, I was giddy. I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm getting ready to post on Facebook and let everybody know, you know, hey, I know this guy.
Oh, and my goodness.
And so that was awesome. I think you guys did a great job. The 46 year losing streak, you know, dating back to 71 is in jeopardy. I think it's in jeopardy. I think somewhere here in the next 3 years, the Generals might get a victory.
You know, Foo, I think you're not saying that because you got tickets.
No, not at all. Because I got tickets like all 3 days, but I could only make it to one finally. And those were much, much appreciated. But like I said, man, the Generals come out there. You got good athletes on both sides. They put on a great show. The referees, you know, everybody that's involved on that tour it does a great job. You know, all the guys in the red suits that are getting the box when they take the lady's purse and, you know, just everybody seems like they're part of a team. It's not just the people that you see on the floor. It's and the people that you hear with microphones. There's so many people behind the scenes that make that thing such a beautiful just a beautiful presentation. And I would suggest any family that's never had an opportunity to see the Globetrotters live and the Washington Generals, of course, please take a chance and go see it because it's real, true family fun.
John from Tacoma, thanks so much for your time and calling in. And it was great seeing you today. Have a great night, man.
All right, you guys. Be good and God bless.
All right, man. Thanks. You too.
From one line to another, let's go out to the Chandler Reach hotline and welcome in Chozon Bowman, sound engineer and my partner in crime with the Harlem Globetrotters. Chozon in Seattle. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, Sean? How you doing?
Well, hey, Cho, thanks for being on the show here, man. And, of course, you have a – I mean, you and Sean are, of course, traveling around the country. And, you know, I know that it's a tough, tough task. But from your perspective, what are some of the things that you do as far as the behind the scenes and, you know, bringing the Harlem Globetrotters to light?
Well, – my role in the whole production is pretty much making sure the audio is intact for the fans to receive the jokes, the punchlines. It's somewhat of a theater atmosphere. I have to make sure all of the equipment is kept up with. I have to make sure people know how to speak into the mics when we have new guests coming in on the microphones. And it's somewhat of a task being that we go from venue to venue. It's not like we're in the same place every day, so I can just have it set one way. Every day, it's a new challenge for me. But at the same time, I like it because audio is what I love to do. I also direct the video and lighting shows that goes along with bringing the teams out. So it's pretty busy. It keeps me busy, but it's also really, really fun. So I have no complaints about it whatsoever.
Now, Cho, I know you probably heard a little bit from our insider, Foo, that was just on, a.k.a. John, and he kind of gave an insight on what it was like as a fan. Is that what you're shooting for as far as, you know, the festivities are concerned? And, you know, just I know that it's for people of all ages. And, you know, it seems like the kids have a lot of fun, but also the adults as well.
Oh, definitely. I think the Globetrotters, you know, the longer they've been around, the more they begin to appeal to a wider range of audiences. It used to be only like a small sect of people that were into the Globetrotters, but now it's such a family show. I mean, the parents get the jokes and the children get the jokes. It's almost like a movie you would watch with your children, like Shrek, where that has stuff only the parents get and stuff that only the kids find extremely amusing. But when your kids are laughing, the parents are having a good time. It's money well spent. And I'm just glad to be a part of it. And I'm glad that I take all the responsibility of making sure that's presented to the people, because it's all about the script and it's all about, you know, the dialogue of the show. And, you know, if you can't hear what's going on, then they would probably send me home in a second.
Now, Chozon, what have been some of your favorite cities that you've been able to visit in not only the U.S., but, you know, we also went to Canada, so you've got Vancouver and Victoria as options as well.
Honestly, I would say my favorite city was Kansas City, Missouri. That was my favorite city thus far.
And
Canada
was
definitely an experience. Canada is probably Victoria is probably the most beautiful city that we've been to as far as the structure, the landscaping. how entire cities just right off of the ocean and off of the water. It was beautiful. You don't get to see that every day. We took a couple ferry rides. That was an experience itself. You know, some I've never been on a cruise ship or a ferry before. So that was a bit of an experience. And I'm somewhat of a photographer as well, so I've had a lot of opportunities to get a lot of great shots in and continue to be creative out here on the road, aside from just the audio aspect.
So going back to getting your start with the Globetrotters, how did that come about to get the position you have today?
Oh, well, you know, they say it's all about who you know and who knows you. And my younger brother has been playing for the Globetrotters for 3 years now. And when the position became available, he let me know, and he put me in contact with one of the operators of the entire organization, and they flew me out. The day of training, they flew me out. They called me just a few days before, and I was ready to go, and here I am.
Cho's joining us here on the Double with the Double S Express. And now, Cho, what part of the country are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Michigan, Sacramento, Michigan,
okay.
And grew up in the Detroit area. But I live in North Carolina. That's been home for the past 5 years.
Okay, so coming to the Pacific Northwest and getting a chance, because you'd mentioned Canada as a, you know, one of the more beautiful, majestic areas, obviously. You know, how's Jared Lewis and Sean Wally? Because these guys, of course, they're from the Pacific Northwest. I mean, are they bearable as far as the excitement of coming back to you know, the Northwest area?
Barely. No, I'm joking. They are. No, really, they're a lot of fun, man. You know, when you're traveling with someone every single day and you're sitting next to them every single day while you're doing your job, you become family instantly. You know, and these guys make it all worth the while. This experience would be horrible if I was out here with just some jerks, but these guys are really fun. They're a blast to hang around. We're always laughing, cracking on each other and just having fun. And my first time out with the Globetrotters, I couldn't ask for a better crew. And Jared and Sean, these are my guys. I mean, these are people that I'll be hitting up and visiting, you know, when we're not on tour. I mean, I feel like I've developed friendships with these two guys that's going to last a long time in the future.
Now, of course, the travel and the spectacle that is the Harlem Globetrotters, this isn't something that's easy. And, you know, when we talk about the traveling, of course, you know, Sean Wally and myself, we work with various television networks, and even the travel isn't that, you know, that strenuous, but you guys are basically living out of your suitcase for about 4 months, you know, doing the United States rotation, you know, kind of give an insight on how tough that is. I mean, one day you're in, you're in Kansas, and then the next day you're in Wyoming, and, you know, you can't figure out heads from tails from sometime.
Definitely. Well, there's times at the end of the game where someone from the venue, it never fails. They'll say, "Where are you going next?" And it's like, "Really, I don't know." And I tell them, "I don't know. I'll know when I get there." And I tell them the way where I'm not trying to sound like a jerk or anything, but I don't, because we're moving so fast. The most challenging thing for me personally has just been keeping up with all my stuff. Like, I'll leave a toothbrush here. I'll leave a can of deodorant here. I left a blazer in one hotel, and I almost got left trying to go back to get it. I mean, you know, so just trying to keep up with all my important things. I thought I lost my wallet one day. And when you're coming and going so fast that, you know, you kind of got to keep your wits about yourself, stay focused, try not to hang out too late. And I don't party much because of that, because I'll forget my entire suitcase if I mess around and get a hangover or something. So,
Chozon, what have you...
Go ahead.
What have been some of the more surprising aspects about road life and this tour that maybe was unexpected? I know you and I both kind of came in last minute, so we didn't get all of the insight and some of the training that other people had?
Well, only unexpected things is how some children respond to me, being that I'm right there sideline the entire show, and I'm right next to Jared, so I definitely have to. I can't just be an oil painting. I actually have to interact with the crowd and you know, show reaction based off of what Jared is saying. And there's times at the end of the game where kids will come up to me and ask me for an autograph, even though I'm not saying much in the show. That's surprising to me, that, you know, and it makes me realize that someone's watching you at all times. You never know who's watching, and you never know how that affects the person you're watching. And mainly these children are watching us, and we're creating memories for them. And I was just surprised that the children were paying attention to me. But as far as the entire production, I didn't really have any expectations. I didn't know what to expect, so everything, I was open for everything, and I just wanted to grasp, you know, the concept of how this is going to go every single day, and what do I need to do to stay on top of things.
Now, Chozan, I don't want to break all the single ladies' hearts around the country, but you're a married man, so how is this being gone from home? What effect has that had on your family at home, and how have you tried to keep things connected with them?
Oh, man, Skype is like the savior, you know, technology for us all. I mean, I can see my children, my stepson, I see my wife every day, you know, whenever possible. It for my family itself, it is definitely taking a toll, but at the same time, I know I'm married to the right person. You know, it takes a special person to be able to let their husband go away for 4 months, you know, pursuing a dream. And she's behind me 100%. She's very supportive. And my children are proud, so that keeps me going every day, knowing that everything I'm doing, they're proud to go to school and say, hey, my dad is a sound engineer for the Globetrotters. There's something they can brag about and something they can have pride in. And, and at the same time, these days go by so fast for me. And my family, I have a type of family that stays busy. They're very active with Taekwondo, soccer. My wife's a college student, full-time worker. So they stay very busy, so these days are going by fast for them as well, and we Skype as much as possible. And it's not as bad as we thought it would be as far as being away from each other, because sometimes it feels like we're right there.
I've been told to ask you if you received any unexpected swag today.
No. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Okay. I was thinking about walk around gear. Because that's what they call it, too. Out of the blue, I received a Seattle Seahawks snapback cap.
Everybody knows
that I wear snapbacks. I like them better than fitted hats.
Are you falling into the trap? Being from Detroit, I mean, are you telling me that you're a Seahawks fan?
I'm not saying I'm a Seahawks fan. I like the gear. I like the green and blue. I mean, if it was Seahawks versus Lions, you know, I had to put that hat in the closet until the Lions win. But at the same time, I'm not going to turn down a good-looking hat.
I hear you.
It's not like it's the Miami Dolphins hat or anything, or Dallas Cowboys hat. It's a Seahawks hat. I can wear that. And the colors are nice, so.
Oh, my goodness. You know, these guys are wearing off on you.
Well, hey, we got three diehard Seahawks on our bus, so I get a lot of it.
Man, hey, well, hang in there, man. You know, just, you know, stay true to that blue, the silver and blue, and I guess you can wear that hat from time to time. Meaning the Seahawks hat.
I mean, I'm not even going to take the pictures with it, but I'm going to wear it, though. Definitely wear it.
Chozon Bowman, thank you so much for your time and insight. And, of course, we'll see you on the bus in the morning, if not later on tonight.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Take care, Joe.
All right.
There goes audio engineer extraordinaire Chozon Bowman with insight to life on the road with the Globetrotters.
I can't believe it, man. I can't believe you guys are throwing in Seahawks hats and, you know, Chozon, he's on the tour here. It's not his fault, you know, but here you guys are, you're trying to rub the 12 on him and have him wear. I tell you what, being a Raider fan, you could buy that Seahawks hat and it's not going on my head. It's just not. And that's just the way it is. Nothing against Seattle. Well, or maybe.
Sean, you'll be surprised to know that did not come from myself. That did not come from Jared. So it was somebody else who claims his number one team isn't even the Seahawks. And you know him pretty well. You might be able to figure out who it was that was in Everett today.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. You know, so, yeah, I'm really going to have to check him here. So, you know, anyways, you guys are something. Awesome stuff. Well, coming back from the break, we're going to be talking about more sports throughout the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. So keep it locked in. You're listening to the best sports talk on the double with the Double S Express.
What's my image?
What's my image?
At Images Barbershop and Styles, you get the best cut, the best design, and the best styles in the Sacramento area. Plus the affordable price, along with the fun, family-friendly atmosphere, you'll walk away with a look of satisfaction and the feeling of a new you. Do you have your image?
We have ours!
Images Barbershop and Styles, located at 10040 Bruceville Road, Elk Grove, California, Suite 140. For appointments, call 916-271-0218. That's Images Barbershop and Styles.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds. And since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away. And I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Who likes the inconvenience of car repairs? Not only do car repairs take time and money from you, but can you even trust your repair shop? Nate, Dave, and the team at Platinum Automotive Services in Tri-Cities, Washington are honest and trustworthy, and they take great care of your vehicle. From the basic oil change to full engine rebuilds, they do it all. Like the Platinum Automotive Services Facebook page for a shot at a free oil change. Platinum Automotive Services, Platinum Service without the platinum price.
Guys, are you having trouble getting to sleep? Would you like to know the secret to getting a great night's sleep every night? Bruce Feeney discovered this secret, a new, all-natural sleep aid for men. Listen to what he says about it.
Hey, you know, I tried a product recently called Love to Sleep. It was a great product, helped me a lot. Took 3 or 4 days for it to start working in my system, and I fell asleep very quickly and got up rested. And if I got up during the middle of the night, I ended up coming back to bed and fell right back to sleep. I would recommend it to all my friends.
If you, too, would love to get a good night's sleep every night and wake up feeling great in the morning, try Love to Sleep, the new sleep aid for men. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. And because Love to Sleep is all natural, it's completely safe with no side effects or risk of dependency. Go to lovetosleep.com. That's lovetosleep.com.
Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express. Sean Wally and Sean Boyd. Standing in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And the world's gonna know your name. Yeah. Cause you
burn with the brush flame. Yeah. Welcome back to On the Double with the Double S Express. Sean Wally alongside Sean Boyd. Both in the state of Washington, separated by a few miles on I-5,
the Seattle to Lakewood connection. Awesome that Nick Beckman there led us back from break as he was at one of our Globetrotter games, Valentine's Night in Kent, Washington.
Now, Sean, this is one of the things that I didn't get a chance to ask you. Of course, being back home and having family and friends at the Vineyards, did you feel a little more nervous going out to perform, or was it just business as usual?
I did my best to keep it business as usual and just focus on the court and kind of block out of my mind that, you know, there were anywhere from 10 to 20 friends and family. And, you know, I believe I was able to do that. And, you know, it was a first this weekend to have this role and coach in front of people that I know, but it was great having them there. And there'll be more as we move east of the mountains here tomorrow.
Yeah. So of course you're going east of the mountains, heading to Spokane. I believe that you will be now. Are you guys in the Tri-Cities or is it Yakima?
We will just be passing by on Wednesday, heading to Yakima. We have a game in Yakima Wednesday night, day off on Thursday in the great metropolis of Yakima, the Palm Springs of Washington. Won't that be exciting? And then we head all the way down to Eugene, play at Matthew Knight Arena on Friday, then up to Portland on Saturday for a doubleheader, and then back over to Kennewick for a game next Sunday.
Man, I mean, that is an action-packed schedule. Yeah, so you're going down to Oregon and then back to Washington, is that correct?
Correct. After Yakima, down to Eugene, back up to Portland, back east to Kennewick, and then we go over the mountains to Boise, Idaho.
So yeah, now I believe when we had talked last, you said that the tour is going to end March 8th as far as in the United States.
Exactly right. We'll be in Colorado for our final games in suburbs of Denver. March 8th is the last game in the United States.
Now, of course, there's some exciting news for our listeners on the Double with the Double S Express. You'll be helping us to become international once again. Of course, last week you were in Canada. And then March 9th, the very next day after you're done in Colorado, you will be heading overseas to Europe touring with the Globetrotters.
March 10th is our flight. We have a day off March 9th to get ready as best we can for Europe. And then, yes, it is off to Germany for the start of 2 months globetrotting around Europe.
Oh, man, that should be exciting. I know that, you know, of course, you getting the chance to travel around the country is one thing. And that's one of the things I wanted to mention to Chozone as well, you know, being from Detroit and getting a chance to see different parts of the country, kind of get a feel on what you would like and what you don't like in the United States. But now you're about to expand on a whole new realm internationally. You know, you might fall in love someplace. You know, you'd mentioned you're going to be heading over to Italy or France. I'm sorry, France as well. So, you know, you might like it there and not come back.
You mentioned fall in love. Are you talking with a new city, with a new country? I'm hoping you're going that direction.
No doubt, man. Just, you know, enjoy the time and enjoy the experience. A lot of people who grow up in a particular city or a state never get a chance to leave that area in a lifetime. And of course, the Harlem Globetrotters are just that. And you're getting a chance to experience this firsthand. You know, I'm excited, man. I'm excited for all the cool things that you're going to get to do. And then who knows, maybe you will pick up a language or two.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to experience. You know, I've already experienced a lot of new places on this tour, but to now be going to new countries, a new continent that I've never been to. You know, we're going to hit Italy, France, England, Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, Iceland. It's going to be epic and definitely something to remember for life.
So, again, you haven't answered my question. Now, are you going to pick up like a second language here? Because I heard that French is pretty good and Italian wouldn't be bad either.
Well, I'll probably get a few words in. I don't know that I'm going to be in any one spot long enough to pick up any fluency, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, it's going to be awesome for you.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be exciting and a new experience around every corner. And hopefully everything goes well and smooth sailing and return home the middle of May and see what lies ahead. But yeah, it's been a fabulous time being back in the Pacific Northwest and home to the Western Washington side of the state. And it's just amazing how quick everything goes. Because, you know, here we had the last game today in Western Washington that we'll have on our tour. And now we head east of the mountains, as we've mentioned, hitting Spokane, Yakima, and eventually Kennewick next Sunday with the end of our Washington and Oregon tour stops. So it'll be great to get to all those, and especially getting back to Kennewick, where I reside there in the Tri-Cities and seeing a bunch of family and former coworkers there in the Tri-Cities. So that'll be exciting as well.
Well, sorry about that. I dropped off. How am I coming in? Am I coming in good?
Loud and clear, man. Loud and clear.
All right. I think last we left off, I was talking about the Packers riding some of the ills as far as just shifting gears a little bit. Of course, the Seattle Seahawks playing in the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots. But, you know, before then, the NFC Championship game, you know, there's a little bit of divine intervention going on. And what I mean by that is, you know, the onside kick that was botched by the Green Bay Packers, and that was done by Brandon Bostic. And, of course, the Green Bay Packers released him today. Did you find that interesting?
Wow. That's a tough pill to swallow. You know, you miss grabbing the football that would probably lock up your trip to the Super Bowl. And a few weeks later, you're out of a job. That's definitely not a fun day for Bostic.
Yeah. I mean, are you like surprised at that? Or, I mean, or is that something that you probably saw coming?
Well, you know, I haven't followed that team or him enough to know if he was involved in the offense much, if he was just on special teams. You know, where is he on the depth chart? Is he second? Is he third? Is he fourth? And you would hate to think that that one slip up sealed his fate, but who knows?
Yeah, well, I mean, he was the second tight end on the team. And then, of course, he was put in there to be a sure hands person. But his assignment wasn't to be an actual hands person, more so than blocking. So, yeah, I'm thinking maybe, you know, the Packers said, hey, if you can't follow the assignment, we're going to go ahead and get rid of you. I mean, we see that the NFL is, you know, is a place to where you can be a superstar overnight. And so, yeah, I think this is par for the course.
You know, Sean, you brought up the two teams that were in the Super Bowl and you brought up football. We had a good experience yesterday at Key Arena with the help of a Seattle Seahawk for the football skit that happens during the fourth quarter of the Globetrotter game. And We had Jordan Hill, defensive tackle for the Seahawks, help us out with that play, and was great to Jared had a great time being able to introduce him, and that was exciting, and the crowd went crazy, and you know, to have a Seahawk out there on the court with us was a lot of fun, and man, you know, personally myself, having to get out there on the court and speak ill of the Seattle Seahawks and mention how they lost to the Patriots, you know, I'm having to swallow that pill, but you know, I think it's going over well and I'm getting a good reaction, so that's what it's all about.
So, you know, of course, we talk about this a lot as far as you traveling from city to city and state to state. You're mentioning that the couple of the Seahawks were, you know, watching you, watching the Harlem Globetrotters and watching everything. But how many celebrities have you seen? I mean, do you see them quite a bit at the Harlem Globetrotters games?
You know, what's tough is we never know who's in the suites. And they're, you know, it's hard to tell who's in those suites because you can't really see. They're, you know, they're undercover. Sometimes the lighting's not great. But for people that we've seen on the court or courtside, down low, close, you know, there haven't been too many that we've been aware of. Obviously, I believe in Oklahoma City. That was when it was most prominent. We had four Oklahoma City Thunder. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, they took the time to come back and take pictures with the Globetrotters, and they were actually up in a suite. But then down lower towards courtside seating was Serge Ibaka and Kendrick Perkins, so that was pretty awesome.
Oh, man, that has to be, you know, pretty exciting that, you know, you're doing something. And, you know, talking to you and Jared and Chozone, you guys are pretty humble in what you do, but you know, you guys have celebrity people that come in and watch you and are excited. Maybe they bring their family and friends, and you know, it has to make you feel good.
Yeah. Also in Houston, we had Tracy McGrady sitting courtside with his kids. So yeah, it's a great show for people of all walks of life and families. And that's the thing. You never know who's there. You never know who's going to be. Sometimes things are worked out to where, some of these celebrities do let it be known what they're going to do or where they're going to be, or maybe they're involved with the game somehow. But, you know, that's what makes it great is every day is a different game and you put on a great event for the fans, and that's what it's about. And those fans can be your next door neighbor, or they could be somebody rich and famous that you see on TV. And here they are sitting a few feet away from you, and just go out there and try to give a great show for everybody. Doesn't matter where you're at or who they are. And hopefully they're happy and smiling and having a great time.
Man, riding the high of travel in the Harlem Globetrotters, no doubt about it. Well, hey, man, you know, there's also a sport that we haven't really talked about much. And since we're both here in the Pacific Northwest, we're talking about in this summer, the U.S. Open for golf. And, man, what do you think? Tiger Woods not going to be there? I mean, is that something that is going to deter a huge fan base?
No, I think it's definitely disappointing. And, you know, going from the USGA on down to Chambers Bay Golf Course to the fans. I mean, everybody's going to be disappointed that one of the greatest golfers ever is not going to play in the U.S. Open as it stands right now. But that being said, there's so many great golfers, up and comers, and even good local guys like Ryan Moore, the Putnam brothers, that definitely want to put on a good showing in basically their backyard.
Yeah, you know, and that's key. There's enough local talent that can actually make this an exciting U.S. Open. You mentioned Ryan Moore and Michael and Andrew Putnam, and, you know, can't leave out Nick Taylor as well. So there's a lot of, you know, strong local golfers that will make this great. Of course, if you look at the Double S Express website, of course, Double-S-Express website, you'll see the backdrop of Chambers Bay, where the U.S. Open will be taking place this summer. And, you know, Sean, what kind of course are we looking at? How, what would you relate that to as far as some of the other major courses around the world?
Well, it was designed with a Scottish Lynx style in mind. So that's what you're going to see. That's what the players are going to get. It's a very, very tough course. It's got a lot of rolling hills, and, you know, these shots need to be precise, and they've got a lot of fescue grass, so you don't want to get anywhere near the rough or it's going to be trouble.
Yeah, you know, and so would you say it's something similar to a TPC or maybe a British Open type of a course?
Yeah, definitely more European style. And just a very, very tough course. Everything that I've heard and read about the course. Of course, I lived less than a mile from the course when it was being built, and saw it, you know, from construction as it was an old rock quarry to it stands today, one of the most beautiful, majestic golf courses, not only in the Pacific Northwest, but in the world, with, you know, sitting right there on Puget Sound and similar to the look of Pebble Beach, of course, not being on the Pacific Ocean, but you've got the water backdrop and then the mountains and beyond that, the Olympic Mountains in view on a clear day. And it's going to be a great spectacle for the Northwest and hopefully a good week of golf.
Yeah, you make a very valid point. Just being off the water, it could give you the looks of a Pebble Beach, depending on if it's sunshine and clear, as you'd mentioned, the backdrops, or it could give you that British Open feel, just depending on the weather. If it's kind of cool and rainy, yeah, it would favor more of a British Open. But yeah, the slight rolling hills makes it very entertaining. And, you know, if you're an accurate golfer, if you're good at, you know, the setup, this should be a fun weekend for you. I'm looking forward to the U.S. Open this summer.
Yeah, and let's cross our fingers and do our due diligence, if I can speak, and hope that you and I are both working for the network and having a great time working the U.S. Open. That would be definitely one to remember.
Yeah, you know, I do. I think 2 weeks off and, you know, and actually working the U.S. Open would be fun, and, you know, just getting the chance to meet some of these guys that we see on television from a week in, week out basis. You know, Rory McIlroy, you know, seeing how, I'm sure Phil will be in town, and, you know, some of the great golfers that we see.
Yeah, back in the day, a long, long time ago, I was a caddy for a Nike Tour event in Olympia at Indian Summer Golf Course, and that was a big spectacle. But for the U.S. Open, which is one of the biggest golf tournaments of the year, it's going to be tenfold. So there's a lot of planning going on with the city and the county on how to get people in and out of the University Place area and shuttling folks in from various hotels and park and rides. And, you know, the schools have even shifted their schedule to not have all the school traffic. And it's going to be a great thing if everything can go smoothly in University Place at Chambers Bay.
Man, I am excited about what's going on in the Pacific Northwest. I'm excited about what kind of revenue could possibly be generated for the city of Tacoma, and, you know, how this could be a huge boost economic. I mean, you know, I don't know what that entails or what that looks like, but I can imagine, you know, the traffic and the excitement that time of the year. And of course, as we mentioned before, you know, as far as the weather is concerned, at this time of the year over the summer, this is probably one of the most beautiful places that you can ever be in the Pacific Northwest.
And as we get closer to the U.S. Open, we'll definitely make an attempt to have somebody on from Chambers Bay, as well as Todd Mellis from the Tacoma News Tribune back on, who is their golf writer, and just get the latest up-to-date info on the course and the preparations for the upcoming U.S. Open in June.
Yeah, Todd, I'm sure, is chomping at the bit. He loves golf, and, you know, this is going to be right up his alley, and it's in his own backyard. So, you know, we'll expect some great things from Todd.
Sean, it's been a great show. Got to thank Chozon Bowman of the Harlem Globetrotters, the sound engineer, for joining us and giving us insight on what life is like on the road and as an audio engineer.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun knowing the things behind the scenes. And I always find myself talking about this to people, you know, when I'm watching the games and, you know, I don't know, that's the geek in me, you know, because, you know, especially you and I dealing in productions. But it's good to get that perspective from Chozon. And, you know, just understanding that everybody has their part to play and he enjoys what he does. And the biggest thing, Sean, that helped me out was, you know, the marriage part, how he is a married man and he makes it work and he can make it work via Skype. Go figure. You know, so there's actually hope for us all.
Well, Skype is great. FaceTime is great to stay connected. You know, there's lots of apps that do video calls and whatnot that can be used as well. And, you know, it's awesome things like we got to the hotel. Let's see here. Where were we? This would have been Friday night here in Seattle, the 13th. We got in 1:30 in the morning, which overnight was turning into the 14th. So Valentine's Day. And what does Chozon have waiting for him in his room but a Valentine's package from his wife that was a surprise? So it's things like that that you probably need to do both for your spouse on the road but also the one at home to keep things close to the heart and let the other person know that they're on your mind and you know, it's just great that he walked in and there was this package of Valentine's gifts and, you know, she's on the other side of the country, but still right there with him.
Now, that's one of the things that I didn't ask him, Sean. Is he heading to Europe?
You know, as of right now, he's not, but we're trying to get that change. They normally don't take an audio engineer overseas for some reason, and it's going to put a lot more work on, unfortunately, the public address announcer, which is Jared Lewis. And I don't see how Jared can do all that he has to do and add in Chozon's job. That's not necessarily the best thing for the show, for the game, in my opinion. And they have taken an audio engineer before, but it's not the norm. So hopefully we can sway the powers that be and not only get Chozon over for the great experience, but to keep our audio engineer with the crew.
Well, man, that sounds very, very tiring. And, you know, I respect everything that you guys are doing and staying busy. And of course you taking the time out to be on this show and continue to run the show on the double with the Double S Express. And man, what number are we at? Where is this 93? We're getting there, man.
Think 92, but I mean, you might be correct. It could be 93.
Oh, my goodness. What should we do for the fans or for our listeners as far as coming up on 100? You will be international when that happens. Man, we need to come up with something. Maybe we come up with some type of a surprise for our listeners and our guests. You know, a celebration, if you will, for 100. Let's think about that. Let's think about something for 100. That should be an exciting time for us.
Absolutely. It's a huge moment to have your 100th show, whether it's TV, radio, and this show. And, you know, we started in May of 2013, and we're almost 100 shows in. So great job, Sean.
Yeah, man, no doubt about it. And for those of you who continue to write to us or send us emails, you can continue to do that, you know, at Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at @double-s-express.com or Sean, S-E-A-N, same thing at @double-s-express.com. Or you can call into the show. Any ideas that you want, 888-429-5471. That's, of course, live on Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Show number 92, man. You know, this is it's all moving fast, man. And so I'm looking forward to the next seven.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome, and hopefully we can connect up somehow, some way when I'm in Europe to keep me on the show. And you know, if not, we've got a few options for guest hosts for sure, and you know, we'll see show 100. I'll definitely find a way to be on that one for sure.
No doubt about it. And of course, man, the show comes, it goes by quick, Sean. You know, we didn't get a chance to talk about, you know, again, Major League Baseball right around the corner. We're going to have to get this right. We're going to have to get this right so we can start to talk about Seattle Mariner baseball, Oakland A's baseball. Of course, we talk a lot about Pacific Northwest, and I get a lot of calls from our Bay Area listeners and in Northern California and everything. They want to hear a little bit more. Don't worry about it. We will get that in. Show number 92, Sean Wally again in the books. It's been an exciting one, man. Get some rest. Rest your voice. Get ready for some great a great showing here for the next week or next few days while you're here in the Pacific Northwest. Enjoyed having you here. Things are going to get back to normal for us here pretty soon. For Sean Wally, I'm Sean Boyd, Don Newsom, the engineer. You've been listening to On the Double with the Double S Express. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to On the Double with the Double S Express. Join us next Monday for some more great sports talk and big-time guests. On the Double with the Double S Express.